USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In northern Syria, there are raging firefights. Kurdish officials who say they've been abandoned by the United States in the face of a Turkish invasion have announced a deal with the Syrian government to deploy troops along the country's entire northern border. The Kurds say Syrian troops will liberate areas that have been captured by the Turkish army. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Cooler weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Search and rescue operations have resumed for a construction worker missing since the partial collapse of a hotel that was being built in New Orleans. The mayor, LaToya Cantrell, is warning people to stay away.
The area is unstable right now, and safety is top priority. Rescue, absolutely, but we cannot overestimate, you know, the structure being unsound, unstable right now.
The price of gas is holding steady. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
2 weeks ago, the average retail regular grade gasoline price was $2.73. Now it is also that price, except that it rose about one-third of one penny per gallon during the two-week period. From here, we probably will see a decline of a few pennies per gallon in the near future, unless, of course, there should be that big, big caveat coming true, which is that a major supply disruption would change all that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pentagon officials have issued a warning to Iran to accompany the additional 2,000 troops being sent to the region. USA's John Clemens reports.
That warning came from Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
We've been concerned, based on what we hear from partners and allies in the region, about continued Iranian behavior. There are things we pick up, if you will, through intelligence that we thought was important to continue to deploy forces to deter and defend, and to send the message to the Iranians, do not strike another sovereign state, do not threaten American interests, American forces, or we will respond.
That deployment to Saudi Arabia includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Chicago police say a man is in custody for killing four of his neighbors. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Police say the suspect allegedly shot the victims as they were eating dinner in their apartment on Saturday night. The suspect identified as a 67-year-old retired construction worker. A police spokesman says he walked into the neighbor's apartment, shot and killed four people at the dinner table, and then went upstairs and shot a woman. At last check, the woman had survived but was in critical condition. Police don't yet know the motive for that shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.